The Refreshment Club, a transcribed feature presented by the Coca-Cola Bottling Company. Again, the Refreshment Club, with the compliments of the Coca-Cola Bottling Company, brings you another gay half hour of music, melody, and humor. Don McNeil, our inimitable master of ceremonies, and his Refreshment Clubbers are all set to start today's show. So relax and get ready to listen and laugh. Please, the Refreshment Club will come to order. The roll call starts off our meeting. Clark Dennett.
Okay.
Helen Jane Belke.
Here.
The Cadet.
Here.
Walter Blaufus.
Present.
The Refreshment Club Orchestra.
Here.
And Don McNeil.
Hello.
All present. The meeting is yours, Don.
Now let's all go through our little daily ritual together. All right. Get the glasses. Drop in the ice. Open the bottle. Pour out the Coca-Cola. And now refresh yourself. Good old ice-cold Coca-Cola. Well, Walter Blaufus and the boys are going to greet you today with a rumba called The Lady in Red. Now, I don't know so much about The Lady in Red except that this is a special arrangement. But I ask you to give a thought to Tilly Green, cleaning clothes with gasoline. Ironing board was nice and handy. Everything was fine and dandy. Made electrical connection without pause for calm reflection. Suffered sudden sublimation. Hence the end of this narration. The Lady in Red. Was Walter Blaufus on the castanets and tambourines accompanied by the orchestra in The Lady in Red. Nice call. I wish to compliment Chester or Noisy Picarero and Denver Manna on the way they handled their parts. And that was very nice going, boy. Do it again, Manna, will you? Man, a happy returns of the day.
Oh.
Oh, man. Helen Jane, what have you got to say?
Oh, not much. I thought Spiegel did an awfully good job on that, too. He's having the time of his life.
Is he?
Mm-hmm. He loves that stuff.
The same way as when he handles our treasury, you know.
That's right. I just love
some
it.
Some fun, I'll say. Helen Jane, speaking of that, by the way, you just brought something to my mind. We spoke of treasuries and things like that. How about that little treasure chest of yours known as Hope Chest?
Oh, I was afraid of that.
We haven't brought that up in a long time now. You'll admit that, won't you?
That's right, Don. You've been very kind.
Mm-hmm. Well, how about it?
Some of the listeners have sent me some new things for it.
Really?
I have a lovely candlewick bedspread and some towels and a set of luncheon doilies.
Hey.
That's about all I have that's new, though.
Well.
Because you knew about the quilt and all those things.
Mm-hmm. Well, you're doing awfully well, I'd say.
yeah, period.
Yeah, doing very well, yeah.
I went to a hockey game the other night, Don.
Oh, did you?
Mm-hmm. Saw Johnny there.
Go on. You don't mean your boyfriend, Johnny.
That's right.
The ex-boyfriend, Johnny. I thought that was all washed up between you two.
Well, it is. He tried to come over and be very nice and everything like that, but I wasn't interested.
You weren't, huh?
No.
Oh, I see. Now, quiet, fellas. Well, I'll take that up with you again in a few minutes, Helen Jane. You've got me very much intrigued here. I brought out the Hope Chest at the right time, didn't I, boy? Yeah, and that Johnny against the hockey game. Say, was that the same hockey game where that fellow was all wrapped up in that sheepskin coat and they carried him out of there? I think the poor fellow had a heart attack.
Yeah, that was the one.
Yeah. Uh-huh. He was a dyed-in-the-wool fan, wasn't he? All right, Helen Jane, if you'd sing Midnight Blue to change the color scheme. Uh-huh. Johnny again, huh?
When I see the glamour of the night, my heart is prepared for action. I am so enamored of the night, when you are the main attraction. Oh, midnight blue, that was the color scheme when I met you, and soon this heart of mine was beating like thunder under the midnight blue. Oh, midnight blue had painted shadows on our rendezvous. I couldn't speak as I beheld you in wonder under the midnight blue. Now roses gave us lips of red, and like a crown upon our heads, stars were strung. Far away the music played, I heard a sweetheart serenade being sung. Love was young, oh, midnight blue. And then I found myself caressing you. I found my heaven in the spell I was under the midnight, under the midnight blue.
Very, very nice, Helen Jane. I forgot to mention about Chester Picarero there and Denver Manna, that they once were both bald, but now they both have hair. Kind of funny thing. I guess they must have used the same thing because their hair is exactly the same now. In fact, it's alike as toupees, you might say. It's all right, boys. Let's see, where are we? Oh, we're at Al, Cal, Sam, and Lonnie, and Rio Fletcher at the piano. And for goodness sake, they brought a little gal in, a little tiny girl. Hello there. How are you?
Oh, I'm all right.
Say, that's pretty nice to bring a little girl along with you, fellas.
You know who I am?
No.
I'm Cal's little girl.
Oh, are you Cal's little girl?
You know, Cal is a baritone in the quartet.
Oh, is that so? You're not a baritone, are you?
No, I'm a soprano.
Well, good. What's your name?
Orisa.
Pardon?
Orisa.
Oh, yeah.
O-L-E-D-H-A. Orisa. Did you understand anything?
Sure. Oh, Lisa. Yes. I thought you said Aletha there for a minute.
I heard the boys were going to sing Baby at the Zoo.
Baby at the Zoo,
yeah. I had to come down and see all the animals.
All the animals?
Mm-hmm.
All right. You just look around the orchestra, and look at me, too. You'll get a brief idea. All right, boys. Well, I mean, you can look at me, too. I've been out of the cage for quite a while now. All right. Baby at the Zoo. Come here, Aletha.
From the nursery, every Sunday morning, comes a baby's call. Then you listen to the same old story, there's no use at all in stalling. Baby asks you, can I see the zoo, please see the zoo today. It's ridiculous to tell him no, because he's sure you'll go. So antelopes run, monkeys have fun, tigers and jaguars chew. Watching them eat is really a treat for baby at the zoo. The elephant pen, we visit again. Hippos are popular too. The thrill is increased, the bigger the feast for baby at the zoo. Every lion when he roars,
yeah!
Every panther when he snores, makes the hair rise up on baby's head, but you can't get him to go. No, even the snakes, zebras and apes, even the kangaroos too, furnish the sights that are the delights of baby at the zoo.
Hey, Pop! Popcorn.
Don't pop me or I'll pop you one.
The beasts in the zoo are musical too.
The little brown bear does a dance.
When his papa goes on pom,
and while a baboon can't carry a tune,
the elephant trumpets his song.
Ta-da-tai, ta-da-tai, and the band all comes in strong. Then the bird gives us a thrill. And they add another trill.
Beep, beep, beep.
And the nightingale sounds like a flute, while the cuckoo adds his toot.
Cuckoo, cuckoo. Oh, Baba, what kind of a bird was that choking there?
Why, that's what you call an Australian whippin' woofer.
An Australian husband. What's he doing, Pop?
He's flying backwards.
Huh?
He's flying backwards.
Well, what's he doing that for?
Well, he wants to see where he's coming from.
Oh, what? How can he see where he's going, a big dope?
Oh, he doesn't care anything about that.
Oh. The noise is a part of joy in the heart of baby at the zoo.
That's very, very nice, boys. I wonder what little Aletha thought of that. What'd you think?
I thought that was swallow.
Did you? Did you see an animal?
Oh, yes, I saw a duck.
Did you see a duck? What'd you think of the duck?
Oh, it looked like a guy getting out of a Romo seat.
That's all right. They do walk like that at that. Lightning bugs are funny, too. They're brilliant, but they haven't any mind. They just wander through creation with their headlights on behind. All right, and now we're going to have Bill Krenz, your piano pal, play a number for you. The other day I tried to describe Bill to one of my friends, and she said, huh, just another one of your tall stories. But Bill is 6 feet 4 inches tall, and every inch of him a piano player. And today he's going to do Marita, which he named after his wife, Josie. Bob Denton, our recording secretary, is the gentleman who keeps the minutes of the Refreshment Club, you know. Say, those minutes must be mounting into hours by now, Bob.
Yes, but every man knows that one of the best hours of the day is when you get home from work, settle yourself in an easy chair, and rest.
Now, Bob, this isn't a school for husbands. It's a refreshment class.
So it is, Don. And that's just the point of what I'm about to say. This program is dedicated to the pause that refreshes with ice-cold Coca-Cola. And you couldn't think of a better time to make use of a frosty bottle of ice-cold Coca-Cola from your family refrigerator than when a hard-working husband gets home at the end of a busy day. Smart wives find it good housekeeping to buy Coca-Cola in the handy six-bottle carton and to keep it ice-cold and ready to serve in their refrigerators. The pause that refreshes with ice-cold Coca-Cola makes a little minute long enough for a big rest, and husbands appreciate it. All right, Don?
Say, Clark.
Yeah, Don?
What did you think about Ellen Jane bringing up the subject of her boyfriend Johnny again?
Oh, I don't know. That kind of irks me, if you want to know the truth.
What?
I hope he doesn't come back into her life. You know, he made my life kind of miserable in that Hamlet play.
Oh, yeah. I'd almost forgotten about that. I wonder if she's really serious.
I don't know. You know, I think she got a special delivery letter from him today, too. That hockey game might have been kind of serious.
Yeah, she's been kind of sitting over there in the corner by herself all day, I've noticed. I wonder, you know, Helen Jane is kind of difficult to tell whether she's ever serious or not. You don't know exactly, do you?
Yeah, I know it. I said something to her about it once, and she said, tend to your own knitting, so maybe we better leave her alone.
Well, we can talk about it anyway. She's the one that's doing the knitting, and that's another thing I've been wondering about. I mean, you're not knitting for nothing when you're knitting all the time.
That's right.
Must be something to it.
She says she's knitting for nerve.
Huh?
She says she's knitting for nerve.
Knitting for nerve?
Yeah.
What, is that another fella? I thought Johnny was... No, I don't know. Helen Jane, you know, she's one of these girls that you ask her a question sort of point blank about Johnny or something, and she'll say, there you are.
See? Yeah, that's right.
Isn't that true?
That's very true.
You don't know just what's going on. Well, we'll discuss it with her a little later on, or maybe we'll wait till Monday. You can't tell. Anyway, Clark, I think you better sing, huh?
Yeah, maybe.
What are you going to sing?
I got a beautiful tune here called There Is No Greater Love.
Say, Helen, come over here a minute, will you?
There is no greater love than what I feel for you. No greater love, no heart so true. There is no greater thrill than what you bring to me. No sweeter song than what you sing to me. You're the sweetest thing I have ever known. And to think that you are mine alone. There is no greater love in all the world, it's true. No greater love than what I feel for you.
Memory time on the Refreshment Club. Let's refresh our memories with My Heart at thy sweet voice. Thy sweet voice. And what is sweeter than the soft whispering voice of the one you love? Someone said that silence is golden, but to me it seems better to spare, for it means in the heart one is loving someone who does not care. The one who said silence is golden wasn't waiting a word from afar that would open the gates of heaven or set those of Hades ajar. How can silence be golden when it's causing someone else pain? Why, it's like shutting out the sunlight and wishing it would rain. Cadets Al Cal, Sam, and Lonnie, and Rio Fletcher, the piano, are still very much on hand and on foot. And little Aletha, isn't that correct?
No, that's right.
Aletha.
I like that song they sang a few minutes ago.
What's that?
I like the baby to do business.
Oh, did you like that?
Yeah, are they going to sing again now pretty soon?
Yeah, they're going to sing right now, Aletha. That sounds like a substitute for butter.
What are they going to sing?
What?
What are they going to sing this song?
Let's see. The cadets are going to sing Sailing Away on the Henry Clay.
Oh.
That's a song about a boat sailing way down the Mississippi, down the levees, down the Mississippi River. You like
what?
Do you like the Mississippi River?
I like the Ohio better.
Okay.
Mr. McNeil.
Yes, Aletha.
Would you like to hear me make a recite?
Make a recite?
Yeah.
Why, go right ahead. Yes, indeed. Boys, a recite by Aletha.
I can recite Mary Had a Little Lamb.
I wish you would.
Why? Mary had a little lamb, its fleece was white as snow, and everywhere that Mary went, she took a bus.
Thank you very much. I'll tell you what you do, Aletha. You come down here every Friday when the cadets are on. Be with them, will you? All right, you go over there and sit next to Rio Fletcher at the piano. If you can get that close to him, I'm sure you can, while the boys sing Sailing Away on the Henry Clay.
Sailing away, sailing in the moonlight on the Henry Clay. Just hear that barbershop quartet harmonizing while that coon band is improvising, sliding along, dancing till the break of day up on that upper deck. Just see those darkies spoon, hugging tears beneath the Dixie moon. Oh boy, oceans of joy when you're sailing on the Henry Clay. Down where the cane and the cotton them growing, down where the old Mississippi is flowing, good times sure am waiting for me. That's where I am longing to be. This evening dressed in their best, all the folk congregating, down on the levee you'll find them awaiting, waiting for that old Henry Clay to be sailing away down the bay. Sailing away, sailing away, sailing in the moonlight on the Henry Clay. Just hear that barbershop quartet harmonizing while that coon band is improvising, sliding along, gliding along, dancing till the break of day up on that upper deck. Just see
no ducky spoon. Hugging tears beneath the Dixie moon. Oh boy, oceans of joy when you're sailing on the Henry Clay.
Walter Blaufuss and all the refreshment clubbers bring you a classic today, Liebesfreude. The Refreshment Club comes to the end of another week of fun, songs, and music. Hope you enjoyed the grand way the boys played Liebesfreude for you. It's a lovely thing. Well, we'll be back with you Monday, so meet us at your radio then to hear Helen Jane Belke. The boyfriend interest is cropping up again, huh? Clark Dennis, Joan and the Escorts, the Refreshment Club Orchestra under the direction of Walter Blaufuss, and yours truly, Don McNeil, wishing you a refreshing weekend. And reminding you, whoever you are, whatever you do, wherever you may be, when you think of refreshment, think of Coca-Cola. For Coca-Cola makes any pause the pause that refreshes. And ice-cold Coca-Cola is everywhere.